Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday night. It's one of those thank God it's Friday Fridays. It is August 3rd. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here. Excuse me, folks. Coming to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Little voice is a little rough this evening. Maybe I need to drink some iced tea. Anyway, I must tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there's been some problems with the shortwave broadcast. There is no shortwave broadcast at this time, so if you're listening, you are listening on the Internet. But needless to say, of course, RBN will do its best to take care of the shortwave problem. So I appreciate all those calls that came into the office at American Free Press. People were panicking, saying, what's happened to RBN? And we were able to tell them RBN still lives. Well, folks, I want you to get your pen and paper out because I'm going to give you a couple addresses of some things that I think you might be interested in writing to certain people, and I'm going to give you that information later in the program, so I'm giving the opportunity now to get your pen and paper. One of the addresses I'm going to give you is the address in federal prison of Congressman Jim Traficant, former Congressman Jim Traficant. He should still be in Congress. He was a good man, and he's sitting in a federal prison today on trumped-up criminal charges. I just saw a picture of Jim the other day, sent out by his wife to one of his supporters. And, you know, I have to say, it's a good picture of Jim, but he looks like, it looks like prison has been rough on him. It looks like prison has been rough on him. But, you know, he's going to be out eventually, and, you know, a lot of people would like to see him make an attempt to return to Congress. But while he's sitting there in that federal prison in Rochester, Minnesota, we need to remind him that he's got supporters out here. People that know he's a good man and know he was set up. And, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about his case here tonight. I could go on for hours and talk about the Traficant case, but I'm going to focus on one particular element of the prosecution of Jim Traficant that not only demonstrates that the trial was biased against him, the judge was biased against him, but from my estimation, it also demonstrates that the government fabricated at least one of the criminal charges against him. In many cases, the criminal charges against him were based on fact situations that the government turned around and construed as being criminal in nature. And I'll explain that further. But the one particular element that I'm going to talk about shows precisely that the government set him up. And it was a real setup, folks. And what reminded me to talk about this is the fact that one of the most corrupt U.S. attorneys that I know of, based upon his behavior in a Traficant case, Craig Morford, that's spelled M-O-R-F-O-R-D, instead of being fired from his job, thrown out of the Justice Department like the crook that he is, let him bring charges against me, let him sue me for libel. If he wants, I'm not afraid of him because we can go into we can get an honest jury and we can get an honest jury and I can talk about the Traficant case and before that jury and the jury can decide whether I've libeled Craig Morford by calling him a crook, which I think he is. He's a crook. He's corrupt. Well, Craig Morford is now acting Deputy Attorney General of the United States. In other words, he's the number two man in the Justice Department. And if they kick this bozo Gonzalez out, Morford could very well end up becoming Attorney General of the United States. Well, we have a history of crooked attorney generals, ladies and gentlemen. So, really, I guess it's appropriate that a crook like Craig Morford, a liar and a crook and a criminal, which he is a criminal because he broke the law numerous times in the Traficant case, suborned perjury, among other things.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them,
You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Before we went to the break, I was talking about Acting Deputy Attorney General Craig Morford, M-O-R-F-O-R-D, the guy who was the federal prosecutor who set up and took down Congressman Jim Trafficking in a thoroughly fraudulent prosecution. And I'm going to talk about an aspect of that very, very shortly. But in the meantime, I told you to get your pen and paper handy, because I'm going to give you the addresses for Jim Trafficking, both where you can write him, and if you want to send some money to him to help him out, put some money in his canteen there in prison. That's a separate address altogether. But I'm going to give you another address right now, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's a worthy cause, folks. There's a historian many of you are familiar with, Michael A. Hoffman II. He's in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and he's got a website on the internet, revisionisthistory.org. Mike is a very talented researcher and writer. He's written several books, and he is in the course now of putting together what he promises to be a substantial and very detailed and very revealing study of the Jewish religion, as he says, unlike anything ever written before in the English language. And knowing Mike Hoffman's previous work in that realm and in other areas, I'm confident that it's going to be one hell of a book. The only problem is Mike needs some money to continue his research and to actually publish the book to make it available. And I'd just like to urge people to drop a couple contributions toward Michael A. Hoffman II to help him out. So I'm going to give you his address. It's in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. At Coeur d'Alene is hard to spell, but it's an easy P.O. box. Michael Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, P.O. Box 49. I'm sorry, it's Box 849. Box 849, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And Coeur d'Alene, they should change the spelling of that city. It's spelled C-O-E-U-R space small d apostrophe capital A L-E-N-E, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. If you didn't get that spelling, you can check it at the post office or check on the internet or check in your almanac. Everybody should have an almanac. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. The zip code is 83816. I'll go through that again. It's Box 849, Michael Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, Box 849, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 83816. Yeah, give Mike a hand. I think he's certainly proven his mettle, and he needs the support to get the book out. And believe me, I've written enough books myself, and I know a little bit about the publishing business. It's no simple process, and it costs a lot of money. And Mike's kind of a lone wolf operating out there on his own. So give him a hand and tell him you heard about it on Mike Piper's radio show. Now, Jim Trafficant's address. If you want to write Jim Trafficant, former Congressman Jim Trafficant, I'm going to give you that address now. It's Jim Trafficant, T-R-A-F-I-C-A-N-T, Jim Trafficant. Now, here's a Federal Register number. You write out the words register number, and then here is the number, 31213-060. Now, I'm going to go through that again for those who are taking it down. For those who aren't, please be patient. Register number 31213-060. You could probably just put a little checkerboard and then the number, 31213-060. The next line is Federal Medical Center. Federal Medical Center. The next line is PMB, P period, M period, B period, 4000. PMB 4000. It's in Rochester, Minnesota. Rochester is spelled R-O-C-H-E-S-T-E-R. Rochester, Minnesota, 55903. 55903-4000, just as in that previous line, PMB 4000. Now, if you would like to send some money to help Jim Trafficant out, put some money in his canteen so he can get some sundries, maybe get some snacks. You know, every once in a while, he might not want to eat that regular prison fare. He might want to buy some things. You have to send it to a different address, folks. And this is the address, Federal Bureau of Prisons. Federal Bureau of Prisons. Then you put Jim Trafficant on the next line. Then you put his register number, which on the next line, 31213-060, just like in the other address I gave, and then P.O. Box 474701, 474701, and Des Moines, Iowa, 50947. Do not enclose cash, personal checks, letters, pictures, or any other items in that envelope if you're sending a contribution to help trafficking out. Just send a U.S. postal money order. U.S. postal money order, and you should put Jim Trafficant's name on it, James A. Trafficant Jr. Don't put Jim Trafficant, put James A. Trafficant Jr. Send him a few bucks if you can spare it, folks. And drop him a note at that other address and tell him hello. Tell him that you appreciate what he has done for America and that you're praying for him because he sure needs it. Well, I only have a couple minutes before the upcoming break, so what I think I'm going to do before I talk about trafficking and the one particular aspect of his case, I'm just going to go to the phones right now, and I'll talk about trafficking later. We have Ben in Florida. My friend Ben. Haven't heard from Ben in a while. Let's bring Ben up.
How you do, Mike?
What's going on, Ben? I haven't heard from you in a while. How you been?
Well, I've been ill. I was in the hospital.
I hope you're all right now. You're out of the hospital.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm 82, and those war wounds keep putting me down.
You know, I was really talking about you here in the show a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you heard it, but I mentioned you as among some of the guys who actually went over there and took the heat, so to speak, and you learned a lot from it, didn't you?
Yes. An awful lot.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to call you. I'll never desert the cause. My brother passed away. I had to attend that funeral. I was ill. I was hospitalized. I just got out about a week or so ago. And I'll never desert the cause. I can't wait to get active again. I still got that big mouth. Wherever I go, I give out all my papers. And it's amazing, though. It hurts how dumbed down the American public is. People that are well-educated, they never heard of AIPAC. I got to explain to them about the American Jewish Affairs and what they do. It's amazing how down we are.
On the one hand, it can be very depressing, but on the other hand, it can be very, very irritating. And, you know, I know that all of the listeners out there, feel exactly like you do and feel exactly like I do because, you know, it's like we have all this information that we want to get out to people. I mean, yeah, it's very frustrating, very, very frustrating.
Well, I'm going to get out again. I was out with that Iran thing. I got more enjoyment out of that. You'd be surprised. And I'll do this next bit, too. You know, the three most important things. You want circulated again. And that they're good. The USS Liberty and what the other two are.
Oh, you're talking about those reports from American Free Press.
Exactly.
Yeah, we just updated that report on the USS Liberty.
I got the paper. I just didn't get a chance to call in and get all the forms yet. To distribute.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mike,
I
got to go in a wheelchair. I'm going to do it.
Oh, are you? You're in a wheelchair right now?
No. I mean, I don't care if I have to crawl out to distribute them. Hey, that's the least I could do. You guys are carrying all the load there. It's a wonder we're all alive.
Well, you know, I tell you what it comes down to, Ben. Like I always say, we all have some part to play. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I sit here and I write stuff and hopefully people distribute it, you know, and I do this radio show and hopefully the audience is growing because that's what we need. We need a growing audience. Hey, we got a break coming up here, Ben. Why don't you hang on?
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. We're talking to Ben from Florida.
K Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We've got Ben from Florida aboard with us. You know, folks, back in the mid-20th century, there was an English, he was a veterinarian who became a political activist, and his name was Arnold Spencer Leese, L-E-E-S-E. And, you know, he put out a booklet. He put out many, many interesting booklets over the years. Quite a prolific writer. But one of them, I believe, was entitled The Jewish War of Survival, referring to that conflict that we know of as World War II. And our caller here, Ben, was in World War II. And, Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you were in combat, you were fighting in Italy, were you not?
All right.
Yeah, and Ben, if most of you don't know this, you may have heard him mention it. Ben's an Italian-American, born in this country, and yet here he was, sent over there in that horrible war that should have never been fought, possibly killing members of his own family still in Italy. I always think about that, Ben. You know, it kind of really cuts right to the core of things, you know?
Well, we're Americans. My dad was an immigrant, and he was in the first mounted band in the United States, in the cavalry.
No kidding.
He was an immigrant, right. And he played all kind of instruments by ear. And he wound up in the National Guard in the Oranges. It's on the border between Orange and Newark. And he played by ear. In later life, I asked him, I said, Dad, you don't read music. How'd you do that? Played it on the band. He said, Stubido. I memorized all of those German songs. Now, it's true. Michael, all those military airs are German songs. And they even had the sheet music on the pommel of the horse. He says, it's stupid. Oh, when I see those guys turn the page, I turn the page. And he was in the National Guard. He never went to war because he was too old at that point.
He was lucky.
Yeah.
How old were you when you went overseas, Ben?
18.
God almighty.
I was bleeding on the hill in Italy. I was still 18.
Good Lord. That's probably not the way you expected to go back to visit the old homeland.
No, and it was as beautiful as he said. I mean, the land itself.
Yeah.
It's something like the Keys, only it's mountain. And what they do have is fresh water coming down from the mountains. We never were in need of water, you know? And that's important when you're in service. And do you know you could drink out of a stream where an animal died, but you can't drink out of a stream where a human being's body was in there?
That's interesting. I didn't know that, yeah.
We have so much poisons in our system. Oh, one other thing I like to say. I want to. You always brag about that. Headache be gone?
Yeah, headache stay gone. I have a bottle of it sitting right here.
All right. Now, I got massive chest damage. You know that, don't
mm-hmm.
you? During the war? Well, I bought that Air and Air a long time ago. It's hanging on my wall now. Mike, I only had it a few months. I went to my VA primary care doctor. He listened to my lungs again. He said, oh, your lungs sound great. What are you doing? And believe me, I attribute it all to the Air and Air, taking all the whatever you call it, the walls, you know, when you live in...
Oh, I can believe that.
Climate,
absolutely.
Man, it cleans your whole system out. Yeah, my lungs sounded better.
Yeah, I believe that. People just don't know about all these alternatives. There's another case of, you know,
air,
it's amazing.
That Air and Air. I got the big one because I got a fairly large house here. And I still got it. It's still working. I got it quite a while. Well, I sound bad now because I just got over an illness. See, my damage was all in my chest. I got all sorts of respiratory problems. Mike, I'm 82 years old.
Well, you know, I tell you, you're lucky to have made it that long. My poor father died when he was only 70.
Really?
And you know, I tell you, you're lucky you made it home from Italy because think of all those poor Americans and all those poor Germans and all those Italians that died over there in that war that shouldn't have been fought.
And that's right. All we had to do was wait for Germany and Russia to slug it out, and if we wanted to go against either one of them, wait till they killed off themselves before we did anything.
Yeah, that whole thing, you know, there's another case, and, you know, people always remind me, everybody knows, quote-unquote, that 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust, but nobody knows how many Americans died in World War II.
Plenty.
Yeah, yeah,
they
that's exactly right.
About those statistics. My whole neighborhood was demolished, for God's sakes.
Huh.
Any inner city. I came from a town like Newark, New Jersey. Hell, we were first on the list to go.
Yeah, yeah. It just, I think when I was a little kid, I remember one of my neighbors, this old lady, she had this picture of a guy in uniform sitting on the shelf, you know, in her house. And I remember asking her, you know, I just stopped in to visit her one day. I said, who's that? Her name was, the old lady's name was Myrtle. And I said, Myrtle, who's that? She said, that's my boy. He died in World War II. Ben, I got to roll on here, but I want to thank you for your call. It's good to hear from you. You take care, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, you stay good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to a break. When we come back, our resident philosopher, Jim from Texas, will be joining us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Gentlemen, welcome back. We're going to go to Jim from Texas in a minute here. Just to remind you, though, again, in regard to Congressman Traficant, if you want to write him a letter, you write him directly at the address in Rochester, Minnesota. But if you want to make a send a contribution to help him out, put some money in his prison canteen fund, don't enclose a personal letter because that letter will not get to him. Just send the money order with his name and registration number on it with the address I gave you. Otherwise, he'll never receive it. Incidentally, you know, I mentioned on the air one time I had written Jim a letter and sent him a very large package, as a matter of fact, with some reading material. Jim never got it. And somebody who was listening to this show was in touch with Jim. I would urge that person, if they're listening here tonight, tell Jim to give us a call here on this 800 number. Give him our 800 number here, 800-313-9443. He can call in the show here one night if he feels like coming on and chatting with folks. So love to have him on. And if we have another guest at the time, well, we'll just have to tell that guest to take a hike because we're going to make it. Make a priority for Jim Traficant if he happens to call in at the wrong time. Anyway, give Jim the number if you're in touch with him out there, folks. All right, now, speaking of Jim, there's a lot of people who would probably like to put this Jim in prison because he is very outspoken. And we're going to let him come up here and be outspoken. Jim from Texas. Jim, what's going on?
Mike, It's very fortuitous that you mentioned Mr. Traficant tonight, because there's one cardinal mistake that he made, and that was when he supported John Demjanjuk in his troubles with a wonderful and benevolent state of Israel.
That's right.
Okay, that's the cardinal mistake that he made that doomed him, because every Jewish person in the world practically turned on him. I mean, they allowed him to be a boob and to make his stupid speeches in Congress and, you know, kind of pretend to be the village idiot, so to speak. That didn't bother him. But when he supported Demjanjuk and he actually accomplished something with him, he helped him to get off. He turned on the federal government and showed what complete Jewish sycophants they were when they went after him. And he made them look bad. That was a cardinal mistake, and for that he's paying the price as we speak.
And you know, Jim, I want to tell you something. There are those out there. There may be a few people. I hardly think it's likely. We do have some listeners out there who don't like what we talk about, but I don't think there's anybody who has any doubts about the reality of what you just said. But I'll tell you how bad it was. It was so bad when the government was going after John Demjanjuk out there in Cleveland, where Demjanjuk lived, that a U.S. federal judge issued a ruling in, I believe, if he didn't actually issue the ruling, he wrote a dissent in one of the cases. In any case, this federal judge actually laid the blame for the harassment and persecution of Traficant at the hands of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Now, that was a gutsy federal judge to do that, but he was so outraged at the role that the ADL was playing in trying to railroad John Demjanjuk that he just felt the need to say it. And, of course, John Demjanjuk, for those who don't know, was a Ukraine-born American who immigrated to Cleveland, where he became an auto worker, raised a family, and the Anti-Defamation League and the Simon Wiesenthal Center and a bunch of other Jewish troublemaking groups accused this man of having been a Nazi guard in a concentration camp. And they said he was Ivan the Terrible, and they brought in all these witnesses who said, oh, yes, this was Ivan the Terrible. Well, when all was said and done, it was the Israeli Supreme Court itself that overturned Demjanjuk's conviction in an Israeli trial and said, no, John Demjanjuk was not Ivan the Terrible. This so upset the Jews, and that is who it upset, folks, like Jim said, nobody else here. The Jews were so upset about this that they turned around and began another campaign against Demjanjuk, saying, well, he may not have been Ivan the Terrible, but he was somebody who was pretty terrible. And even as I'm speaking, they are still harassing this man who's in his, I believe, late 80s, a very kind, gentle man. And they've stripped him of his U.S. citizenship, and I believe he is scheduled to be deported if he has not been deported already. So Jim, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is exactly why they went after Traficant. I mean, there were...
Mike, the reason the Israeli Supreme Court disallowed the verdict was because there was so much evidence that the OSI, Office of Special Investigations, which was headed by a Jew named Rosenblum or some kind of,
yeah,
Rosenzweig,
right,
or some kind of, makes no difference. It was another Jew. Elizabeth Holtzman from New Jersey or whatever.
New York, yeah.
And she's the one that set up that. And that was a brilliant thing on her part, to set up Office of Special Investigations. Do we have an Office of Special Investigations to determine whether Bolivian police interfered or killed any innocent people? We have nobody but the Jews gets that. Nobody. And nobody,
you know,
ever says.
That's very interesting you point that out, because the late Jerry Brentar, who was instrumental in getting Jim Traficant interested in the Demjanjuk case, the late Jerry Brentar, very, very fine man, one of the dearest people I've ever known in my life, Jerry pointed out, and Jerry had been involved in clearing foreign immigrants at the end of World War II to come into the United States, and And while everybody was busy checking whether or not people had been Nazis, no one seemed to give a damn whether so many of these Jews who were coming to the United States following World War II had been Soviet Army commissars, the butchers, the political officers who accompanied the Soviet troops as they moved through Eastern Europe and in and almost made it into Western Europe, although they did get through Germany. These were the guys who were butchering people. Those people came to the United States, and some of those dear old Jewish folks in retirement homes in Miami and New York and Long Island, some of those dear old folks should be ripped out of their wheelchairs and strung up, because some of those dear old folks were some of the biggest mass murderers you could find anywhere in the face of the planet.
Mike, if you wait for them to punish the Jewish commissars, Bolshevik commissars, Methuselah will look like a spring chicken compared to what's going to happen to you, okay?
That's
Hello,
right. I'm sorry to
Mike,
say,
it's
Jim.
Never going to happen. There's no way any of us could live so long, or any of our progeny could live so long, okay? It's not going to happen. They go after whoever they go after, like they'll go after you, courtesy of your French countryside gentleman, Daryl Bradford Smith. They'll go after you, hammer and tong. They'll go after me if they get a chance, and I suspect they already know about me, but I don't know, and I don't really care. You know, that's what I think of these people. I hold them in such low esteem that I don't care if they go after me. Make a believer out of me. Hey, if they come after me, somebody out there in your listening audience might say, hey, they drug old Jim off to jail. Hey, that might make a believer out of one. Then I've accomplished something, okay?
That's an interesting way of looking at it, Jim.
But I suspect that they're going to drag your ass off to jail long before they ever get to me. But.
Yeah, I'm probably a little bit higher up on the list, but not much farther now that you've been a regular on this show, Jim.
Well, listen, Mike, hey, I don't want to hog your time. I just thought that people ought to know about Demjanjuk.
I'm glad you brought that up, because it really, yes, that's
and
something.
And that was the demise of a trafficant. Once he made that, he made a fatal error there, okay? The one cardinal error that you cannot make. You cross them, and we go into that never forgive, never forget routine.
And
they don't.
Exactly what happened. All right, Jim, listen, thanks for that call.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, let's go to Don in Oregon. Don, we have a few minutes before the break. Come on up.
Hi, Michael.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm multitasking like you wouldn't believe, young brother.
Don, I can't hear you. Could you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, I say I'm multitasking like you wouldn't believe. I'm cooking dinner, collating, and trying to get to you at the same time.
You know, Don, I'll tell you something, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
I've got a real bad connection there. I don't know if the audience can hear you, but I can't.
Well, I yell in the speaker. I don't know if that's going to help or not.
Okay, I can hear you a little bit better now, Don. Go ahead again.
At any rate, I was saying I was multitasking, but my point is more to the point, that is, I don't consider what Mr. Trafficant did as being an error. I consider it to be a heroic act, and it's one of many things that he did do. As well, I'm sitting here looking at some documents that I've been holding on to for over 10 years that represent some of the things that he's done, and one in particular is a speech that he delivered to Congress, and it's at Volume 33, page 8, H1303. And he went in and he told him exactly what was said. He iterated or reiterated what was said by Congressman McFadden back in 1933. And he told him the same damned thing over again. And it was right after that he was persecuted, because he gave that speech in 1993. And in it, he told him that the federal government was bankrupt, when they were bankrupt, where they were bankrupt, and cited everything for him. He also explained to him how the office of the Secretary of Treasury was transferred to that of the governor of the International Monetary Fund, Public Law 94-564, page 8, section H.R. 13955, and read it out to him, quoting, "The U.S. Secretary of Treasury receives no compensation for representing the United States," end quote. And he told him where gold currency and silver currency was abrogated, and the reason it was, and where it put everybody as far as our friends, the Khazars, would have us be. So I just wanted to bring that up and let you know that I have some really precious documents, and I appreciate everything that Congressman McFadden informed me of 10 years ago, and I hold it dear to my heart right now.
Well, you mean Congressman Traficant.
Well,
yeah.
Traficant via Congressman
Quoting McFadden, exactly.
He was in the shadows of Congressman McFadden all the way. He was there with the Solons.
Yes. Jim Traficant was a very, very gutsy guy. I think when Jim from Texas was saying it was a mistake, I don't think he meant it was a bad thing. What he meant was that when he did that, that's what really set the stage for them to turn against him, and they really started the move against him. No, Jim Traficant's a real good man. Listen,
absolutely.
Don, I appreciate your call, and drop Jim Traficant a note. I think he'd like to hear from you.
Sure thing.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for that call, Don. Yeah, I wanted to spend a few minutes, as I said at the beginning, talking about one of the charges against Jim Traficant that just goes to show you how rotten and corrupt the prosecutors and the judge were. One of the charges against Jim Traficant was that he forced one of his employees, and a gentleman who happened to be an attorney who served on Traficant's congressional staff, a gentleman by the name of Alan Sinclair. The government, the prosecutors alleged that Traficant forced Mr. Sinclair to pay him $2,500 in cash out of his congressional salary, out of Mr. Sinclair's congressional staff salary. The idea being that was a kickback, that Congressman Traficant hired Sinclair and demanded that Sinclair pay him $2,500 in cash from his salary. Well, this, of course, is illegal if it had been done, but here's what Traficant's private investigator, a former Secret Service agent who specialized in financial crimes, here's what this Secret Service agent and investigator discovered, that every time Mr. Sinclair got his congressional paycheck, he would deposit it in one of his personal bank accounts. Then he would indeed withdraw $2,500 in cash. Now, of course, according to the government, that $2,500 in cash was being given to Jim Traficant. Well, folks, it turns out, as Mr. Traficant's investigator discovered, every time Mr. Sinclair withdrew that $2,500 in cash from one account, he deposited $2,500 in cash in yet another of his personal bank accounts. Well, obviously, he was not giving $2,500 in kickbacks to Jim Traficant. That was a purely fabricated lie. It was a fabrication, a fabricated charge. But the thing is, folks, when Traficant tried to bring in this investigator to testify in Traficant's defense, the judge in the case, federal judge Leslie Wells, prevented Traficant from bringing that evidence in, so the jury never heard that evidence. Well, folks, this is why this particular charge against Traficant is particularly interesting and revealing. Is because, obviously, again, the charge was totally fabricated, but it also indicates that the government was involved in the setup, because Sinclair was hired during the time frame the Traficant was already under investigation, long-term investigation. They were dragging in all of Traficant's friends and associates, people that Traficant didn't even know, but he may have had some indirect dealings with through his congressional office. They found some tax problems, I believe, with Mr. Sinclair. And I believe, as I'm saying, I believe what happened here, folks, is that they pressed Mr. Sinclair and said, all right, Mr. Sinclair, you're going to take $2,500 out of your bank account, and you're going to claim that you put it in an envelope and gave it to Jim Traficant, and then you can put it somewhere else. And we're going to use that as a charge against Jim Traficant. Folks, that is just rotten. That's vile. This was the concoction of the Nesher Group in the Justice Department. The Nesher Group is a known entity that's been operating inside the Justice Department. Nesher is Hebrew for eagle, and it's a known association of Jewish lawyers and other people in high levels who have been operating openly, but not so openly, and they were out to get Jim Trafficant, and they did. That's just one of the ways they went after him, folks. They're dirty, they're rotten, they're vile. And someday when we take back our government, we are going to take the members of the Nesher Group out and we're going to string them up. We're going to hang them. We're going to shoot them. We're going to clean house, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's go to a break. Our last break. Then we'll have about 5 minutes left. If anybody else wants to try to call in, now's the time to do it. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here. It doesn't look as though we have any last-minute callers. You know, let me reiterate what I said before the break. I like the sound of it. You know, I said once we take back our government, we're going to clean house and we're going to go in there and we're going to gather up all these traitors in these outfits like the Nesher Group, and we're going to take them out and string them up and shoot them and tar and feather them and do all sorts of terrible things, because you know what, folks? That's what they want to do to us. That's what they are doing to us. That's what they did to Jim Trafficant. They set him up and took him down. And you know, it's funny, I was thinking during the break, you know, after I said that, I was thinking, well, now, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, here's how they're going to twist my words. They're going to say, put this in their notes, they're going to say, Michael Collins Piper says that Jewish people in government should be lynched. No, Michael Collins Piper didn't say that, folks. Michael Collins Piper said that traitors in government who belong to traitorous organizations and corrupt organizations, intriguers like the Nesher Group, traitors like Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Perle, these people who were investigated by our own FBI on charge of espionage for Israel, yes, these people should be strung up. These people should be shot, yes. And hopefully someday when we are able to restore our government, we will be able to clean house. We will be able to clean house. We will be able to go up to Capitol Hill and build scaffolds for the traitors. Because that's what they are, folks. And, you know, I know a lot of people out there listening now are saying, oh, you shouldn't say those things because it's unprofessional or it's not nice. But, folks, what quote-unquote our government is doing to us by virtually all of their actions in recent years, nothing professional or nice about it. And, you know, maybe we need to return to the old style. Back in the old days when there was a crooked judge, they'd go out and they'd lynch him. Crooked politicians were taken out and lynched. That's probably what we're going to have to do in the end, folks. It's a sad thing because our system has been so totally, totally infiltrated and corrupted at the highest levels. And then when we see good members of Congress like Jim Trafficant being totally railroaded and sent to prison, I'm sure that Jim Trafficant has probably spent more time in prison than perhaps any other former member of Congress. Only Randy Cunningham, Duke Cunningham of California, may serve longer than Jim Trafficant, and I'm not even sure about that. We saw what happened to George Hanson, a good man. They railroaded George Hanson, and then once he was out of office, they went back after him again. Another good man. George Hanson was a decent man. I knew George in the old days. George and his wife, Connie, two finer people you couldn't meet anywhere. Another good man. And you know, it's funny, folks. Not funny. Ironic. They reversed his conviction after he spent time in prison. Terrible, terrible thing, folks. All right. Well, we're wrapping it up. Thanks for listening. I hope you all have a good weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. This is Michael Collins Piper. Thanks to the good folks at RBN for making this hour and all the other good hours on this network possible. Have a good weekend, folks.
True, gold and silver have